American swimmer Janet Evans has 7 world records and 5 Olympic medals on her resume, but she hopes it won't stop there. 16 years after retiring from swimming, she's eyeing a comeback. Reporter Susan Vallett has the story from Orange County, California.
It's 1988, the Summer Olympics in Seoul, Korea. Swimmers churn through the water down the lanes. 17-year-old Janet Evans, with her trademark windmill style, rips through the water. At home, eyes are glued to the call of the women's 400-meter freestyle on NBC.
Evans is going to go wire to wire. Janet Evans has put away the East German threat, and Janet Evans goes to the wall with a world record time. She smashed her world record and wins Olympic gold for the second time here in Seoul.
Olympic historian David Walachinsky was there.
We were still in the middle of the Cold War. There hadn't been the breakdown of the Soviet Union, the Soviet bloc. So there was still a sense of us versus them. Janet Evans was part of that story because she was a great American swimmer who was going up against the East German favorites. East Germans had been dominating everything in women's swimming.
But that didn't deter tiny Janet Evans from beating them.
I think as a 17-year-old, the pressure was easier because I didn't think too much about it. Because it wasn't in my head. Like, I just was like, well, I'm a good swimmer. I have no expectations. I'm not supposed to beat the East Germans. Yeah, I'm good. I'm an Olympian. But I'm just going to get out here and have fun. And that's when I swam my best.
Evans set a world record in the 400-meter freestyle that stood for 18 years. She won 4 gold medals and a silver in the 88 and 92 games. Not bad for a California kid who didn't start out swimming with the Olympics in mind.
I learned how to swim when I was about 15 months old because my mother doesn't know how to swim. Still doesn't know how to swim, so she put my 2 brothers and I into swim lessons very early because we had a pool in our backyard. And when my dad was at work, she didn't know what to do with us if we fell in the pool.
Evans says she didn't even think about the Olympics when she was growing up.
And then when the 84 Olympics came to Los Angeles, I was 12, and we went to the opening ceremonies, and I decided then and there that I wanted to go to the Olympics, I wanted to be an Olympian, and I put my heart and soul into it and improved rapidly and made the 88 Olympic team.
Evans says she chose swimming because it was fun, and she could beat her brothers at it. Her longtime coach, Mark Schubert, remembers seeing Evans swim in those early days.
First time I saw her swim, she was 12 years old. It was after the 1984 Olympics, and she was swimming in the junior nationals. She was the smallest swimmer in the pool, and she was in the outside lane, and she won the 1500 freestyle. I knew she was really going to be something special.
Evans' swimming career spanned 3 Summer Olympic Games. She retired from swimming at the age of 24 after the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta.
Then I wanted to go see the world. I wanted to, you know, live in different cities. I wanted to get married and have family, and I did all that. And a couple summers ago, I was thinking, you know, I have 2 great kids. They're both stable. They're sleeping through the night. I have a great husband. Let me see what I can do. Let me see if I can get back in shape. Let me do something for myself.
16 years after her retirement, Evans is back in the pool.
All right. Woo! Woo, cold!
Evans reunited with coach Mark Schubert to try to make a comeback at the age of 40. She trains with his team at Golden West College in Huntington Beach, California.
Going 6 150s on 3 minutes. 100 free, 50 stroke. If you're a backstroker, go the last 50.
Schubert shouts drills as assistant coach Joey Gracia watches Evans and the others.
She's real happy to be here. She's interactive with all the kids, interactive with all the coaches. She's not a superstar, and she loves having people around her that push her. She loves it. She loves people that can beat her. That way she can try and beat them on other days.
17-year-old Olympic hopeful Megan Rankin is Evans' training partner.
In the pool, it's really fun to race her, and it's very motivating because I know she's, like, married, 2 kids, and she comes to practice every day, and it's just, like, in the back of my head, I'm always thinking, it's incredible that she's back in the pool doing these kind of things, so it motivates me to go faster.
Good! Go!
Evans trains in the pool about 4 hours each day, 6 days a week. Swim coach Dia Rianda has watched her improve.
She's inspired a lot of young people on this team and people on this team. But I think bigger than that, she's inspired a lot of women and a lot of people who have finished with the sport to come back to the sport and use it as a form of exercise and a form of joy and get back into competing.
David Walachinsky says comebacks aren't new. But he says it's difficult for older swimmers.
What I think inspired some swimmers in 2012 is Dara Torres, who came back, 41, and won medals. I mean, she was amazing, Dara Torres. But what makes it different with Dara Torres is that she was a sprinter. She's going for, in her individual events, 50 meters. And to go for 400 meters, 800 meters, that's a whole other story.
Evans has already qualified for the 400-meter and 800-meter freestyle at this year's Olympic trials in Omaha, Nebraska. But she's philosophical about her chances to make the Olympic squad.
And for me, it's less about making the team and more about a personal journey. You know, I had a woman say to me the other day, aren't your goals really lofty? And I just thought, gosh, if we don't have lofty goals, what's the point of setting goals, you know? And for me, just to get out here at 40 and do this and feel like I'm accomplishing something, inspiring others along the way, you know, it's really not about making the Olympic team. For me, although I'd love to make the Olympic team, and I think I can drop time between now and our trials in June, but for me, it's more about, you know, doing it for myself. Because at the end of the day, no one can take away the things I've accomplished in the sport.
That's what I'm talking about.
The U.S. Swimming Olympic Trials start June 25th. For Only a Game, I'm Susan Vallett in Orange County, California.